Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got time for this kind of shit. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
The theme to Trapper John M.D.
kind of sideways sequel to The MASH Show, starring Pernell Roberts. He finally got the last laugh. "Where's your Ponderosa now?" he said. I didn't say that. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Be sure and subscribe, smash the like button, ring the bell, scratch glass, turn blue, and sniff your own farts. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of TV dinner jackets and meat-flavored popsicles. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Batter Trip. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest of fake radio entertainment. We're really the only show. It's Possum Hour, 10 o'clock Mondays. But in if it was a perfect world, Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, Count to a Jillion. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest mathematician Farlow Floppy Disk, who claims that no one can count to a jillion. And Thursday, Chunk Bluster shares his disinterest in numbers. Then Friday, there's nothing going on. It's the dead zone. Well, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Ford City had a lousy weekend, and his week ahead is full of disappointment and pain. Don't let that deter the rest of you from having a good time. I laugh because it's sad. Well, the phone lines to the open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
And now for more laughs, here's a word from our sponsor.
Listen to Remco's baby laugh a lot. You're listening to baby laugh a lot. She's the funniest doll you've ever seen. Just push the button and she starts to giggle. Get baby laugh a lot by Remco.
Hello?
Well, actually, when the curtain rises, there we are on stage, me, my two daughters, my wife, and a gorilla named Daisy from the Belgian Congo. My daughter pulls my index finger, at which point I let out a thunderous fart. My wife does a very sexy striptease dance on a tom-tom. Following that, I have a violent love affair with a gorilla, Daisy, if you know what I mean. But have no fear. If there are any children, they'll be brought up as Catholics, you see.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Jolly, jolly. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now, how'd you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. But jolly, jolly. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Jolly, jolly for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you bounder, you. Well, ain't that a smasher of his own light of his own. So Alfie Sight stole your seat at the coronation. Aha! And then Alfie Sight went and hit your bowling ball. Delightful. So you gave your heart too, just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little pieces. Now, how'd you do? And then Alfie threw you down a flight of stairs and broke both your legs. Well, don't come running to me. coming to you. Well, jolly, jolly for him. And goody, goody for me. Oh, those nights I cried when you went and hurt my pride. And I hope you're saying bye, you rascal, you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme that.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Yeah, my professor, R.J. Gumby.
Everybody
you.
Happy!
Smells like ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby.
Hey, man.
That's good stuff. Starting off with good stuff.
And Gumby's on the show before the 10 minutes.
There you go.
Well, yeah, the really the openings over. Have been going long lately, man.
Oh.
So, how was your weekend, sir?
That was all right. It was a good weekend. Nothing big.
Good.
Swinging cars.
Have you smoked anything exotic lately?
Oh, I had my Amazon Basin. I love that one. You've seen that post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good car. Very damn
Amazon
good car.
Basin.
Very rare. Comes out something like every 2 years or so.
Wow.
Good cigar.
It's stinky.
Damn good.
Real stinky.
Nah, I don't know.
I hate cigars, man. Can't stand the smell of them things. No offense.
No offense.
You can smoke them over there all you want, man. It don't bother me.
Everyone
oh, no, I gotta admit,
smokers.
I got to admit, I was at the one drive-through, not the beer dock, the famous beer dock, this other one. I go to on Swamp up there, you know. Anyhow, guy was smoking a butt, and man, it smelled really good. I was like, ew, boy, that smelled way too good. Shit, man. You're an addict your whole life, man.
That's it. Yep.
One false move, and I'm back on the butts.
Never know what might draw you back into it.
Nah. Unless I got a death sentence, man. You know, like, you get 2 weeks to live. I'm like, like me.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about. Then I got to get a cooler with Michelob bottles that are in ice. That's my dream right there, man.
You like the Michelobes, huh?
Michelob bottle ice. Ah, that's great.
I haven't had a Michelob since Lassie was a pup. You don't see that much.
No?
I see they got a real light one, Michelob Ultra, that I see a lot. That's like the lightest beer they make.
Yeah.
So call it beer. All right. Well, and a nice crowd out there in the lounge. We've exchanged pleasantries.
All right, it's nice. Hello, possums.
What do you say we blow something the fuck up?
Definitely. More for that.
Way to get things rolling. So, you know, what do they say? What's the difference between a bad haircut and a good haircut? 2 weeks?
Huh?
It might be more like a month, man. I fucking hacked my head up yesterday. Holy shit.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
I fucked it up. Man.
Well, just shear it off then. Good shear, don't it?
It might be to that level of fucked upness. In fact, I was actually looking online at hats.
You used to like your lid, man. You said you got a lot of respect when you had, what was that, a trilby you used to wear?
Oh, well, yeah.
There you go.
I said they got some down at Wally World there, at least online. I don't want to buy a hat online, though, because my head is
yeah,
huge.
It's hard to, yeah.
I got
yeah, it's huge. It's a crapshoot.
So, anyway, so for no reason at all, I figured since I had a bad haircut, why not blow up Michael Jackson?
I think it ties in.
Yeah. This is a rerun, so, you know, if you want to step out for a smoke or something. It's only a minute long, so make it a quickie.
There you go.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Make it a roach.
Beat it.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
I like to punch my ass to the car! Yeah! Bam!
Oh, big kid. What if some fanger was trying to touch me?
What? What do you mean a bird? Holy shit! Oh, fuck! What?
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Michael Jackson's Beat It is a parody of Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It?
No way.
did you see Weird yet?
No,
is
that in there?
Oh, this movie, I'm not a fan of Weird Al, as I mentioned before, but this is one funny fucking movie.
Good.
I've seen it for the second time. Oh, it is great. Yeah. Yeah, he wanted, He wants to go original. He wants to do all original stuff, and he gets all pissed off because Michael Jackson just thought he didn't need it. Funny, funny fucking movie.
Yeah. Did you ever read any of the Chris Elliott biographies, autobiographies?
No, I never even heard of them.
He wrote a couple of them. one was Daddy's Boy, I think it was called. That one was half written by his dad. They would alternate back and forth. And then he wrote another. And then he wrote another one. It was just insane. It was just insane. Everything. He was just telling his whole life story, and it was just all made up shit, you know?
Yeah.
Weird guy.
And one of the best was that Chuck Barris with his claiming that he worked for the CIA assassin while doing the Gong Show.
Yeah, that got a lot of credibility, too.
It was a great movie, too. Good movie. Very creative thinking the way these guys do that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Man, I am so boring. Like, here's one of my notes. You know that William Bendix is a rotten actor. Disgust.
That is fucking weird, man. What'd you see him in? What old movie you see him in?
I think it's his birthday or something, because I keep seeing him on Facebook. And then some Western he was in. And it's like, this guy sucks, man. He's doing a good William Bendix, but, I mean.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How'd he get so famous, man?
Yeah. There's a famous diner in Jersey. I often wonder whether he was associated with it.
Speaking of which, have you seen that guy in Congress? They think his name is George Santos. They're not really sure. Yeah, he's a Republican from Long Island.
Yeah.
And he made up everything. His entire resume is fiction.
Jesus Christ.
Everything about this guy's phony. I mean, he's claimed everything in the world. Like his mom died in 9/11, didn't happen. Some crazy shit.
Now is this anyway? Is this guy just a great con?
Yeah.
You gotta wonder, man.
So they're calling for his resignation, and of course the Republicans got such a slim majority, they don't want to lose a dude. They can't afford to lose the dude because it's not a high Republican district. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I hope he hangs around enough so they can bring back John Lovitz for the SNL sketches, man.
the chronic liar.
Oh my God! Because he kind of looks like him, you know. It'd be perfect, man.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
It's my wife, Morgan Fairchild. I'd like to see John Lovitz working again, man.
Yeah, he was a funny guy. What's he doing?
He's on that dopey comedian show at 3 a.m. Kind of sad.
Yeah, he did
got a lot of chin going on.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
A lot of chins in there. Not as many as a Chinese phone book, but we're working on it, kids. I was just telling, I got to lose some pounds, man. Apple Cheeks, she says, weren't you going to have a dog by now? Yeah. By the way, Apple Cheeks salad.
You know it's going to happen, so why not pull the trigger on that? You know it's going to happen. You're a dog guy.
Everybody was looking at the dog picture today that Ted was good.
Yeah,
he was a good boy. Never pooped or peed on the carpeting. You got to admire that in a dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And if he had an accident indoors, it was on linoleum, you know? He knew where to pee.
Important stuff.
We'll see. I think I want to go one more summer, maybe next fall, do the dog thing. Because I did pretty good going down to those shows in Cincinnati this summer. So Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What, as they say, we'll see what happens, as they say. But yeah, I miss having a dog. he'd like me to have a friend. Boy. If I could get a Petey, guaranteed Petey, I'd sign up for that heartbeat. Petey was the fucking dog. A dog is a dog. God. He was absolutely no sweat at all. He was self-fulfilling. Beautiful dog. All right.
Dog.
Continuing with the Possum Lounge. What do we got? I don't know about that. All right. We'll work with it. Apple Cheeks House, thank you for coming.
Sweet House.
Sweet House. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
One thing, I think I'll get a, I'd like a smaller dog than Ted. I was looking at that picture. He was a mid-sized dog.
Huh?
I don't know. I want a dog that big. Although I saw
pretty
a German
huge.
Shepherd that needed a home.
Big St. Bernard. Why don't you just leave it out?
That's what I need, a St. Bernard.
Big fucking
crippled St. Bernard.
There you go.
You got to carry around. That's the thing. I can't carry heavy shit anymore, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an old man with old man problems. carrying heavy shit is right out. Ted was pushing the limits, son. Exactly. That's what Apcheek says. I think the older you get, the smaller you get so you can carry them. Absolutely. Name coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there he is, Ford Prefect himself.
Ford.
Himself is here, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Ford Prefect. That would be filling out the Canadian contingent.
Okay, beauty, beauty.
Here's a quote from Banachek. You can read all the books in the library, my son, but the cheese will still smell after 4 days. Wisdom. Words to
there
live
you
by.
Have it. There you have it.
I love it when a plan comes together. Thank you for coming, Fjord. And there's D.T. Trenton. Strongest man on the internet.
DTO.
He's working it. Got a backache.
Has he seen Weird yet? He's a Yankovic guy.
Yeah. Have you seen Weird yet, GT Trent? You got to see that. You're the big Weird Al guy.
Yeah, big Weird guy.
Okay. Dumb Donald said. I used to love that show. Come home after school and watch the Snatch game. And you would just pray that Elaine Joyce was in that lower left-hand slot.
Oh, yes.
So you could go.
Used to draw me in. My gosh, she was a slight.
Or Joanne Paflug. I loved her, too.
Joanne Paflug, yep.
Joanne Paflug.
I like my
choice. That lower left-hand slot, that was where they always put the babes. Anyhow, we're talking about doing a little match game reminiscence here, man.
Hosted by Dracula himself.
Gene Rayburn. He's a strange man. Right. There's other people's eyes. Our old pal, Ope.
Ope's here.
Ope grew up in a time where they didn't have match game after school.
Wow.
Terrible. Man.
Terrible.
Use kids today. You don't know. You don't know, man. I was getting into watching that on the game show on Pluto for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, gets old pretty quick. Anyhow. It does. There they are. The boss. Oh, and hovering above in his hovercraft is Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, if you didn't already know that. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, coming.
As the Beaver.
Yeah, baby. Good.
started in a running when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
Now leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
Now leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
I began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
Help me, the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Not a finger.
Got that right, Jack.
Oh yeah.
Dishes Kate in the says sink. She never leaves dishes in the sink unless they're washed.
Oh.
GT says most of the time he gets them washed the same day, sometimes the next day. That's he uses
shit.
The dishwasher once a month.
All right.
I do believe, Cake said it was a pleasure to hear the song. I do believe we played that maybe a time or two.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when we first started doing this, I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. Nobody had it uploaded yet.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, not the record cut.
Yeah.
I happen to have a copy of the 78 of Leave the Dishes in the Sink. One of the few Spike Jones that survived my childhood. Yeah. Wish they hadn't gifted me those until I was about 18, you know. Got those way too young.
Okay, yeah.
I broke most of the Spike Jones. Oh, I had the Stan Freebergs, too. Broke those fuckers. I mean, you look at a 78 sideways, man. It cracks in two. Damn thing.
See, I don't think I've ever had a 78 in my life.
Oh, they're fragile. They really are, man. Not a finger. So anyhow,
But you listen to Dr. Demento a lot.
Yeah, Dr. Demento. But that was pretty cool, man. That was like the Rents had those records, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
see the way he's portrayed is weird. It looks funny because there's a short guy, Harry Potter plays Weird Al.
Yeah.
And Rainn Wilson plays Dr. Demento. Now, Demento was a little guy. Rainn Wilson's over 6 foot.
Huh.
And Weird Al's over 6 foot. And this Harry Potter is a little guy. So it looks funny seeing the two of them together. Yeah, a little off there.
Yeah, maybe they did that. They just thought that was funny.
Intentionally, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
You know. Yay. It'd be even funnier if we make our Demento a tall guy.
There you go. Reverse it.
A pork chop song? Pork chop hill? Pork chop song. Pork chops. I forgot about the pork chops, man.
I was looking for a pork chop song from last week's show, but it was that Jetsons. It was the Eat Pop Pork Chop.
Oh, yeah.
On the phone here, it sounds like they're saying eat more pork chops or something. I had a hard time finding that one.
That was the original you posted. The one I had was a remake. It was a Elvis Rothbard.
Okay.
The Violent Femmes. The Violent Femmes.
Oh, okay. Because what the Hellroy say? Hellroy's put it, Ernest Bass. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's him singing E-pop Pork Ah Ah.
Oh, okay.
See,
I didn't know that.
What's his damn name?
Mark.
Howie Morris. Morris, yeah. He was great. What a talent.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't know that was him singing that.
Yeah. He used to do all kind of, you know, of course, did cartoon voices all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of them. Jet Streamer, I think, was his name or something like that. Well, by request, here we go.
There you go.
Pork chop, pork chop. Pork chop, pork chop, pork chop, pork chop, pork chop, pork, chicken livers, 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 steak, pork chop, 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 pork, chicken livers, 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 steak. Pork chop, 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 pork, chicken livers, 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 steak, beer, ketchup, horseradish, banana, fried rice, chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
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 Big Mamu.
You get that right, Big Mamu. That's the Vinny himself. Shoot, man. That's a classic. We've been playing that one since the first year of this program.
Uncle Vince.
Got to bring John Lovitz back, man. Need more John Lovitz.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Howie Morris, man, he never got his, like, starring vehicle, you know, like some sitcom or something that hit it big, and he's always, you think of a lot of things when you think. I always think Uncle Goopy. That's my favorite.
Yeah, right. That was classic, that was.
Man, I laughed so hard the first time I saw that bit.
Uh-huh.
This is your life.
Hanging on his leg, jumping on his back.
God, he was insane. Uncle Goopy.
And Sing could take it. It's like
didn't
even buzz when Mars jumps on him.
There was a talk show with Studs Terkel was the host, and they had Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Howie Morris, and Sid Caesar talking about the show.
I've seen that. But Howard Morris wasn't in it. He was in the audience, and Mel Brooks had him stand up. Is that the one?
Oh, is that it? Okay. It's been so long since I saw that, but they kept running it over and over again. Mel Brooks told some great stories.
Sid
really didn't talk that much, but Mel Brooks went on and on. He was funny.
Oh, that was the whole thing. Talking about how he was always late for work and he had to come up with something funny as soon as he came through the door to try to keep his job. They wanted to fire him, but Sid Caesar ended up paying for him out of his own pocket because he knew he was a funny guy or something.
Wow. I'd look for that online. dive back in.
I've seen it not so long ago. I think I've seen it online.
Really? Yeah, if you ever see it, man, flag it.
Yeah. Unless I call one of these streamers. I'm always jumping around on television. Maybe I found something here. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
That
was a great show, man. Early cable deal. A little cheaply produced talk show.
Yeah. We're just sitting around off the stage talking. The memoirs, he's talking about how he and Mel Brooks used to walk home from the Sid Caesar show. They get off the train or something like that, and they live close by. I'm wondering, imagine these New Yorkers, before they became Woody Allen and Mel Brooks, if they just bumped into them and everything on the street.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing those two guys.
They're walking around doing stuff. What a classic era.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, Woody Allen. Oh, they're all there. All the big ones. The big mamoos. Funny people.
Now, is this a joke, or did he really make History of the World Part 2?
I think he made History of the World Part 2.
Okay. Because it looks like it's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a streamer.
I couldn't tell if it was a joke trailer or whether it actually happened. It looks real.
They put a lot of production into a joke trailer, if that's a joke trailer. That looks like the real deal. Which I'm all for, man. More Mel.
I know I didn't care too much for it. There was only a few laughs. I think Mel lost it after a while. And I didn't like that Star Wars one he did, Spaceballs.
And, you know, there's a whole generation of kids think that's the funniest Mel Brooks movie ever.
That's a shame. They got to see his earlier stuff. The producers, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and of course, the Blazing Saddles over there. That was his opus, man. That was his gift to the world, as far as a classic, I think.
Oh yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Indeed. Thank you,
what was it, the 12 chairs? I didn't care for too much. That was a little strange, man. You ever see that, the 12 chairs?
Yeah, a long time ago. It was like an existing story, right?
Yeah. I think it was, yeah. Based on something or whatever, yeah. I don't know. It was just not a good flick.
This is some weird shit here, man. What compelled me to put that one on there? I'm sure that's been on there for 7-8 years. That's the truth, man.
Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a bottom becker. Except for that
your hair.
Hey, let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yay! Hey.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. What could it be?
Jimmy. It's Jimmy. White Christmas again.
Wow. Wait, this isn't that's the wrong lead-in. There we go. I don't know, man. It's too soon for Jimmy.
Yeah. What could it be?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. Like, Scooby-Doo. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who is Scooby-Doo's best friend?
Shaggy.
Shaggy. Shaggy.
And
the Shags. The Shags. Classic. I think it's the Shags.
Oh.
I let the cat out of the bag. But it's the Shags we've never played before here on Possum Hour.
You see the picture of the two girls from Shags with Terry Adams? From NRPQ? Yeah. I was going to copy it and send it to you. Should have.
I thought Hope bailed out, man. He says, yikes to shags. And he says, other people's live. Let's the conversation. Welcome back, Hope.
That's great.
3 minutes, Jimmy, back.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I think their father wrote that song for them.
Who are the parents? Man, it kind of like sounds like a song played backward.
It does, man. It sounds distorted somehow.
Yeah, that's some weird shit, man. Well, speaking of 3 minutes, you'll never get back. This just in. Just in. In the Nemo? I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. A business in the Nemo is going to play the Baby Shark song all night long to keep homeless people from camping out in front of the joint. Wow.
That's cruel.
I know, man. It's kind of sad. kind of sad. But, you know, hey.
They should send Art Paul, man. Art Paul could have a gig there.
Hire him out. Go city to city. Clean up the homeless problem.
Fuck this, I'm getting a job.
That's exactly. I looked it up, and there's been other instances, of course. The one that stuck out in my mind was Noriega, when they had him penned up in Panama.
Yeah.
And they were playing, like, heavy metal music really loud.
It's horrible.
I guess they use it in battle and things like that. It's music can be a weapon, much like your 3 minutes.
Well, you know, the Mills Brothers, Yellowbird. Now, if you play that on a loop, that'll drive anyone fucking nuts. Constantly playing that.
I never thought of it that way.
Uh-huh. Listen to that song, man.
Fly
away, up in the sky away. Yellowbird. Oh, wow. That'll drive you nuts, man.
We happen to have blown up the baby shark, though.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There we
make a trip,
why?
Trip down memory lane.
We tried to save the homeless.
Let's hear it for the homeless.
I had to turn on my clock back an hour. By the time I got the last clock, my ass turned to jello.
I know I blew that up because I had a gig where they actually played the whole fucking song all the way through. Like, you're not playing that whole thing.
I never heard of it until you played it. Until you blew it up.
Yeah.
I was
scared. There
you go.
All right, well, here's some good news. Did you see, I'm sure you saw this. It's all over the Facebook.
Yeah.
After damn near 50 years... John Fogerty finally owns his own song.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez. You're talking about signing
That's
the wrong
hard.
Contract. He did that. Man. He's been chasing down the rights to his own songs for 50 years.
You imagine
wow.
That.
He hasn't played his own songs. Great. I mean, how many great songs are there? He wouldn't play them because, you know, the money don't go to him. So, and then remember, those guys tried to sue him for plagiarism because one of his new songs sounded like one of his old songs.
I didn't hear that. Did that really happen?
Yeah.
No shit.
Old Man Down the Road sounded like Run Through the Jungle or vice versa. I can't remember which one was the newer song, but I mean, it sounds like a John Fogerty song.
Yeah.
You're going to have that.
Yep.
Anyways,
good
for him, man.
That's pretty nasty.
He deserves to get that, man. Oh, and thank you, Apple Cheeks, for the story about the baby shark. Doot, 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 doot.
Yes.
We really need the celebrity music for this one. I don't know if you saw this one, but he's getting away with it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what... Ron Jeremy accuser claimed the ex-porn star tried to force her to touch his genitals or his gentles. That he should pay for his crimes, but they're not going to try Ron Jeremy because he is non compos mentis. Declared mentally unfit to stand trial. So
there you go. And put together. He's not a happy ass.
Ooh. Yeesh. Man. I forgot about happy ass. That's a happy ass.
We didn't have that.
But under Ron for Ron Jeremy. Let's see. Yeah, it is.
That was definitely a happy ass.
Oh, yeah. All right. Speaking of pricks, Ron Jeremy. Thank you, Ford. That's funny. What else we got here? Oh, I've been obsessed with baseball all weekend because the Pirates re-signed Andrew McCutchen, who used to be their star player.
Okay.
He's going to retire with the Buccos. And it's the feel-good story of the off-season.
Take it.
And then this one today was, I just caught my eye. The Pirates signed a bunch of international players. They signed Jun-Suk Shim, a Korean, like the best Korean pitcher they have. But I thought this was interesting. They signed the first guy to ever, well, he hasn't played baseball yet, but the first guy from Uganda. A right-handed pitcher from Wero, Uganda, David Matoma. Now that's intriguing. How the fuck you learn how to play baseball in Uganda? Apparently
hit melons
yeah.
Around.
Yeah, coconuts.
Uh-huh.
Here's one for I don't know how close this is to GT, but in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
What's it say? There's a herd of bison that's loose. So you want to be careful. But then they reported that, and then they says, no, wait a minute. They're yaks. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to watch out. Don't bring your...
yaks.
Yeah. Don't bring your buffalo gear. Bring your yak gear. Speaking of loose cows, one visited the Olive Garden in Oklahoma. Officers questioned the cow and learned that the cow had heard all the never-ending soup and salad options at Olive Garden and decided to see for itself. The Stillwater Police, what a bunch of cards. They even shuffle when they walk.
Alrighty.
And finally, in animal news, an endangered chimp was born at a zoo in England. That's cool. The world's rarest chimpanzee, Western endangered chimpanzee.
Okay.
Chimpanzee.
So when he's gone, that's it, right?
I don't know. I guess they're down to... they said there's about 18,000 Western chimpanzees all throughout Africa.
Oh, okay.
They're endangered. They're not on a thing. But
okay.
Anything that's good news for the chimps.
Yeah.
I'm right there, man.
They're our ancestors. That's our cousins.
We on Possum Hour love chimps, especially when they're smoking cigars and shit, right?
Uh-huh. And hanging out with Ted Bustle.
Or Ron Jeremy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh. That just... gave me a mental image I don't want to repeat. All right. This is the dumbest world record ever. An Indian artist's wooden hockey stick might be the world's smallest. He's carved the world's smallest hockey stick. The fuck? It's like a bent toothpick. It's not a hockey stick. I don't think it could be considered the world's smallest hockey stick until he carves the world's smallest puck.
Yes.
I would think.
It has to be functional. It has to prove to be functional,
And a tiny little pair of skates. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of hockey pucks, a Texas man wants his 13,000-piece collection of Selena Quintanilla items. I guess she's that girl that was murdered, the singer.
Oh, okay.
I think. Anyway, he's amassed a collection of memorabilia and tourist trap junk of Selena theme. So good for him, man.
Yeah. Float your boat.
Yeah. All right. a dog on his hind legs jumps rope 32 times in 30 seconds for a world record. Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Jump roping dog and his German owner broke a Guinness World Record. Looks kind of like a poodle. I don't know. I hope he didn't like deprive the dog of food or something to make it jump.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
I'll
do that shit. Yeah. You never know what that.
Because this guy's a professional dog trainer. Wolfgang Lauenberger. Oh, I can't imagine that was.
He sounds like a fun guy. He sounds like he's.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm sure. We check that with the Germans.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Ford says the. Oh, GT's got to go. Bye, GT.
See you later, GTO.
Buddy. Let's see. The world's largest hockey stick and puck is outside the rink in Duncan, British Columbia. I would have bet my life savings that the world's largest hockey stick was in Canada. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, where else is it going to be? All right. This is a cool video. You got to see the video on this one. A Czech Republic man showed off his powerful jaws by biting 36 drink cans in half. In 1 minute.
Oh!
It's pretty cool. shoot, man. Yeah, he just takes these Diet Cokes and rips them in half with his teeth. And then busts through them. And then there's this, like, what's really cool in the video, there's this, like, real hot, you know, Hossam Pfeffer chick, you know, with the...
Yeah.
The Oktoberfest page, you know, with the thing, the outfit.
Uh-huh.
And she's watching him, and she's looking at you. It's like a look of like, oh, baby.
She's digging it.
Yeah,
digging
she
it.
Was getting into it, man.
Okay.
Cool. I hope he got laid.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't. All right, here we go. Canadian man, 82, becomes the world's oldest to perform a headstand.
Oh.
Very cool. 82-year-old British Columbia man. He's been doing gymnastics since he was a kid. And 20 years ago, he started a tradition of doing a headstand on his birthday. And at age 82...
He's still doing it. Way to go.
He is the man.
All right.
Salute to Bruce Ives.
All right. I'll never know if I could do one or not, because I ain't about to try.
I don't think I ever did one in my life, crying out loud. and this I love. They should do more of this. British care home resident attempting knitting world record. They need to get these people in the homes interested in world records, man. The longest knitted chain. Very cool. Edna Rackley, 87.
Okay, good.
Yeah, gives her something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
As
she's
a truck.
Her the life.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a record for it, but damn it. I say we make it so.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, where are we at? Oh, okay, cool. And finally.
Yes.
An Idaho man launched a sausage roll in the air, and a second man caught it in his mouth to break a Guinness World Record. Got it.
Okay.
David Rush.
Okay.
Who's broken more than 250, let's see here, 250 world records to promote STEM education, which would be what? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
I wonder if they didn't choke on that sausage, man. They got to watch themselves.
It was Hollywood Hannon that... threw the sausage rolls in the air.
Okay.
And it was David Rush that attempted to catch them in his mouth.
Okay.
he says, what I didn't anticipate was how a 19-gram irregular shape would fly through the air. I thought this would be a one and done, but I kept missing the sausage roll. He managed to catch the sausage roll at a distance 83 feet 10 inches, doubling the previous record. Man, you could choke on that, man. Be careful.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
They go down a wrong pipe and you're done.
Uh-huh. In fact, one of these people is going to end up dying. I was like, we should look that up. See, a guy trying to break stupid
records.
Yeah,
do a whole special.
Uh-huh.
People who croak trying to fucking break records.
Yeah.
Or take selfies.
Cool.
Even better.
Oh,
I love those. Hey, step back a little bit more. A little bit. Whoa. Hope says I never caught a sausage in my mouth. Ford says, me neither. I'm not that kind of guy.
There you go.
And there you have it, kids.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Go.
Sports band?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Gotta look that one up.
I don't know, Ford.
I think it
might be.
I was
one of Gumby. Not Jimmy Dean. We want Larry Storch.
Now, that's a good movie. Come back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. Yeah, that's Splitsville, all right.
Splitsville.
Yeah,
very
you,
good,
man.
Ford
knows
his
shit.
He knows
yes,
his shit.
He does.
Fuck yeah, man. That was a beauty. I liked it a lot.
There you go.
Skipped over this story. A woman was ordered to pay $2,000 to her employer after they used the software to track her actual time that she was working. She was, you know, she was charging time she wasn't working, and they looked at the software and they said, "Oh, geez." It's like you can't get away with shit anymore, man.
No.
All criminals are dumb, because if you commit a crime, you're stupid, because you can't get away with nothing. You can't
get away with being
an honest person.
I just finished binge-watching one of my all-time favorite television shows, American Justice. And it's like so obvious these people are guilty. These defense lawyers, they just twist everything around and everything. You get away with everything.
But I mean, they had one with it was a meme, but it was these kids painting swastikas at a college, and as soon as they got on a campus, their gym cracks hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and they were able to track them down and figure out who the fuck was on campus at that moment, spray painting swastikas, you dumb fucks. Splitsville, a garage band formed in 1996 in Baltimore, it would assume Maryland. My sister played out of Baltimore for a number of years.
Yeah?
Don't recall why.
I used to live there.
She moved to the Big Apple after that, and now she's in Beantown.
Oh, okay.
What's Baltimore, the crab cake? Big crab cake.
A place you want to be somebody.
They got the crab cakes down there, don't they?
Yeah. They got some kind of seafood is what their shit is.
Jeez, I'm fucking bald, man. I might as well just shave my head.
Shave it off.
I got a big long hunk in the back. gotta cut that off. Let's see what's left. I don't know. Maybe I should go seek professional help. That's what I'm thinking. Or a hat. One of the two. I got to work Sunday. I look too stupid. Oh, apparently I didn't kill everybody at that one birthday party. That's cool.
All right, that's good to know. There you go.
Yeah, I was really sick this one day. I went to this birthday party with all these old people and babies and shit. And when I got home, I'm thinking, holy shit, man.
Yep.
I killed half the county today. And, they asked me back for another party. So, yeah, sweet. Guess nobody died. It's in the plus column.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. I didn't kill nobody.
There you go. In fact, put that on your page.
I ain't killed nobody this month, as far as I know. This week I was in goblin mode this week, man.
Yeah.
Today I had to go out and walk, man. It was like 42, I think. Yeah. I said, that's warm enough, man. I'm hitting it. I bundled up and took a walk, man. I felt great.
All right, good.
Getting a cabin fever over here, man. But I got a bunch of jobs in February, so it's freaking crazy town. I don't know what's going on, man.
Good.
Ever since the pandemic, people wanting to get funny pictures. I'm going to take all the jobs I can because they say a major recession's right around the corner.
Oh, jeez.
So, fun times. So let's think of a let's try to have a lighter tone, not think about recession and shit like that, and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's another one of those things that people say on the podcast. Stuff like that.
Can't say I heard that phrase in a while.
Yeah, stuff like that. It might be a regional dialect thing. Trying to think of the other one. I think, but nothing happens. Oh, well. Yodel.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Yodel. It is yodeling time with Millie and Dolly Good.
Will there be any yodeling in heaven? That is what I'd like to know. There can't be any wrong in just singing that song, and yodelay, yodelay, hoo, yodelay, yodelay, hoo. Will there be any yodeling in heaven, lady-doo, in the heavens above? Will they sing the songs we love while they yodelay, yodelay? As I climb those golden stairs way up yonder, my life's journey on this earth is o'er. As I cross the great divide, will they welcome me inside with my yodelay, yodelay, hoo, yodelay, yodelay. As I cross the great divide, will they welcome me inside with my yodelay, yodelay, hoo? As I head for that last great roundup to meet that great ranger on high, in my heart there'll be a song as I greet that heavenly throne with my yodelay, yodelay, hoo. Yodelay, yodelay, hoo. Will there be any yodeling in heaven? Lady-doo, will they play their harps for me and sing old-time harmony while I yodelay, yodelay?
You get that right.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Everybody
yodel.
Loved that yodel.
Uh-huh.
You know why? It was an awesome yodel. It was an awesome yodel.
I love it.
Now Ford has to find a hellish yodel. Sort of a point counterpoint. But that was a beauty. They got a whole album of those two gals. Molly. Is it Molly and Dolly, I think? Millie and Dolly. The Good Sisters. Oh, man. Can't make
Good
that
sisters.
Up. Millie and Dolly. Good.
Well,
there was so much. I've said that a million times, but you would think there'd be a yodeling section at the record store, you know, or something. How many yodeling tunes there are. Yeah. Or not.
Yeah, really, I would like to find out.
I'd like to fucking know. See. Oh, here's one we haven't done in a while. A fan favorite.
Ted Bezos, 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 Ted Bezos. I said Bezos, I mean Ted Bezos. Ted Bezos, my man. Ted Bezos. Bezos lives. Bezos is my man. I like Ted Bezos. Bezos is human. Yeah. Don Hollinger forever. I love Ted Bezos. He's the greatest guy that ever lived.
Fuck yeah, man.
Thanks, Jesse.
Hey, see, they all forgot about Ted Bezos, man.
Uh-huh. Got to keep him alive.
Bring him back.
Somewhat. Yep.
Yeah, that Marlo Thomas, huh?
Uh-huh. I still think Don Hollinger sounds like a perfect name for a mixed drink.
A Don Hollinger, man. Like a, that's what we'll call our rusty nails from now on.
There you go.
Don Hollinger. Thank you very much. I haven't had another one, but, boy, those were tasty.
Then why didn't you have another one? You got some self-control, don't you?
I'm not a big booze guy. I like beer. Beer I can't resist. I got beer is my problem. Booze, not really. I got to be in the mood to drink booze. Bought a bottle of bourbon the other day. Had a few of those last night. And regretted it this morning. The old Ten High. New formula.
Your drink, man.
Yeah, they have a new formula, new label, everything. It's actually, I think it's better now.
Oh, shit.
It's a nice caramely. It's got a very nice nose.
All right.
In other words, it's more fun to sniff than it is to drink.
Whatever gets the job done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it does have a wonderful aroma. Anyhow, that's my bourbon review for the week.
Ever have a Pappy Van Winkle?
No, never had a Pappy.
They're like $50 a shot.
Yeah, you can't get that. I mean, like, it gets to the store, it's bought.
Yep.
Aficionados.
We saw the cigars. They got Pappy Van
Winkle
cigars. Yeah.
Pappy Van Winkle cigars. Are they expensive?
They're about $18 a stick.
Whoa! That's a little steep.
That's getting to be pretty average anymore, man. Cigars are a very expensive hobby.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of for a guy with a little kern. That's like scotch.
Put me
you know, we were playing a rich man's sport there, buying all that scotch.
Scotch
we only really
ball,
have,
man.
There's only like, four or five bottles on there that are... The aficionados would give the approval to the rest of it.
I always picture you and Bogey with the top hat and the tails and the monocle and they're playing skittle ball and drinking your bourbon.
Drinking them rusty nails.
That's how I pictured every time you told the story.
That stuff will hurt your wallet, Ope says. You get that right, Jacques.
Oh, yeah.
Everything hurt your wallet, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to see how little I can spend, like, for the next year. Because it's getting... Man, I went to the grocery, it's like $100. I'm like, what the fuck? didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
It's out of control. Doing a swirly down the tubes. They should have never built those tubes in the first place. That's what I say. There were no tubes.
Uh-huh.
You know. Oh, one more Banachek. Oh, I missed that last one. That last one was great. He says, no matter how warm the smile on the face of the sun, the cat still has her kittens under the porch.
There you go.
That's a beauty. That's a beauty. I missed the other one, man. I forgot to read.
I've been meaning to correct myself. In that Seinfeld episode, it's the Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum. I was saying
Mandelbaum.
Mandelbaum.
There it is.
Mandelbaum.
This was worth looking up. Hold on. Molson Canadian. This is the one I missed. When an owl comes to a mouse picnic, it's not there for the sack race.
Hey, I like it.
That is a good one, man.
Uh-huh.
Apple Cheek says, yeah, you get two bags of stuff for $100. You got that right, Jean. I'm going to call her Jean. But, yeah, man, I had like two bags of food and a 12-pack of beer. Who knew? It was, oh, Rolling Rocks. They were really good, too. I did enjoy the beer. Molson Canadian.
I got
saved
my
this
creative
one from
coffee.
Last week. Man, I had the Creative Coffee before the show, which is probably why I yacked on incessantly.
There you go. It's good stuff.
Yakety yak. All right, man. Well, an enjoyable experience, sir. You are
fun time.
You
fun
are
time.
You're the host of hosts. You're the holiest of holies. I heard the word holiest of holies on TV. I'm like, did I just hear holiest of holies?
The hell?
Kind of weird. Anyhow, I guess we'll say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. The transporter's already beaming us out. Here we go.
Kicking in there.
All right. Woo! It makes me all tingly. All tingly. I'm looking at for my cue is what's the thing. All right, here we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Awesome.
I waited by the bathroom door, but I could not wait anymore. Now I'm peeing in the kitchen sink. And now you stare at me with your accusing eyes, but you are the one who monopolized the bathroom. And maybe next time you will think twice about ignoring me when I say that I have to pee. Yes, I think that you were very rude. And now as a punishment, I'm peeing here not by accident in the sink where we prepare our food.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Huh? Give me a bag of shells.
Indeed.
Toby!
Good stuff. Being in the sink, man. I that would have never entered my mind as a possibility in reality. And my freshman year of college, I opened my eyes in the middle of the night, and there's my fucking roommate pissing in the sink.
Oh, jeez.
You son of a bitch. Don't fucking piss in the sink.
That ruins the pipes, man. Your urine is pretty strong shit.
Yeah. You got to go down to pee pipes.
Yeah, got to go down to pee pipes. That's what I was there for.
Oh, that was so fucking gross, man. Not as gross as the beard he tried to grow, but if you're listening, and he may be, I love you, boy. A good kid. But don't piss in the sink. The fuck? What kind of shit is that, man? As Walter would say. All right, man. So what do you got going on this week?
I
got
to watch Marty. Marty's on Tubi, and I keep passing by. I haven't seen Marty in a long time.
Worth it for the Frank Sutton sighting. About it.
Yeah. All right, good flick. Patty Tchaikovsky.
Yeah. Well,
I just watched Some Like It Hot. Got some good shit on Tubi.
Yeah. My attention, YouTube has pared me down. I'm good for about 3 minutes. And then, I got nothing. So,
all right.
There you have
good
it,
show.
Man. My brain is cheese.
Hey, what was that? What was that jazz opener?
Oh, Lionel Hampton, man.
Oh, okay.
Flying Home.
Flying Home. Okay, I should have known that one. That's a classic.
Yeah. That's a beauty.
All right.
The classic. That's
Yeah.
That's what you call jazz history shit, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.